We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled As a Man Thinks in His Heart, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I have just read from the King James Version. Every action you take today will flow from something stored in your heart. Words do not just appear, they are drawn from a treasury. Reactions are not accidental, they are the overflow of meditation. If fear, envy, bitterness, and unbelief are consistently stored within, they will eventually express themselves outwardly. But if faith, love, patience, and courage are carefully cultivated, they too will manifest in due season. Guarding your heart is not a passive activity. It requires intentionality. You guard your heart by filtering what you listen to, what you watch, and what you repeatedly think about. You guard your heart by meditating on God's word until it becomes your dominant thought pattern. Whatever you consistently behold will eventually shape you. The enemy understands the power of the heart, which is why he attacks believers at the level of their thoughts. If he can plant doubt, he can weaken faith. If he can plant insecurity, he can limit boldness. But when your heart is saturated with God's truth, his suggestions lose their power. Transformation does not begin in your circumstances. It begins in your inner treasury. When your heart is aligned with God's word, your life will gradually align as well. A renewed mind produces renewed outcomes. Go into today deliberately filling your heart with God's promises. Let faith occupy your inner treasury so that good things will consistently flow out of you. Prayer. Lord, teach me to guard my heart diligently. Let your word shape my thoughts until my life reflects your nature and your victory. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Romans 3-4. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.